July 23rd, 2020. 7 plus 5 plus 4 equals 16. 6 plus 1 equals 7. Interesting. So this was a spiritual day. 06, 17 hours. I'm ready to start producing my life. Mom's getting ready to start her road trip, and I am excited to see her on this journey to self-discovery. It felt odd writing in pencil, not familiar to me at all. I can honestly say I feel focused and secure. I have grown and still growing. I finally am starting to feel out my place in the world. I've thought about tagging along with Mom, but I'm not sure it's time for me yet. I'm going to go on my own journey. I know it's something I want to do, but I'm not feeling the push at all, so I shall continue to pray. It is not so much about focus, it is more so about freedom. Freedom to love, freedom to express, freedom to explore. Drafting this podcast, I feel like it's a medium I want to get involved in for my own expression. Fame has never been my angle. I believe what I believe, and I think you should too. It's time for me to complete things in my own time. I think something that's interesting about this entry is I'm talking about preparing to go on a journey of my own. It was 2020, so Mom had like lost the gig, like she lost the job that she had moved to Texas, and she got immediately almost. And she hit the road. Like she left Texas and she was like, she had her apartment in Texas. She left Texas and she went to North Carolina. She went to Tennessee. She went and visited all the places that she wanted to. She stayed with friends and family members, and I could have tagged along with her. I could have went on that journey along with her. But I knew that for me, I wanted more than anything to, I wanted to experience life on my own. I remember when Mom came home, because I was staying in her place in Louisville. And I remember she came home and I was sitting in the room on the floor in between, like I was in her bed frame. So we had already removed the bed out the frame, and I was within the bed frame just on the floor. And I remember she came in there and she said, "Chris, you know, you don't have to be a child anymore. Like, it's okay, you can be a man now." And I was confused about what she said, because I was like, hey, I am a man. But thinking back to it, there was so much of me that held on to her, and I thought that I had to be a certain kind of person for her. And her saying that was like, okay, this gives me the permission I need to like go on this journey. And thereafter, I left and went to South Africa. And when I returned, I did my journey. I did my trip. I did my trip from Boston to Texas. From Boston to Virginia to North Carolina to Tennessee to Texas and then back. From Texas to Oklahoma, to Ohio, and then New York, and then eventually back to Boston, where I reside. I reside in Somerville, but you feel me. Back to Massachusetts, New England. And people ask me all the time, like, why do you live here? I've wanted to live in Boston since middle school. It's been something I've always wanted to do. I've been amazed by like the city and the place and the history. I love, absolutely love history. History is everything to me. So being here and being a part of history and being able to go places and be like, wow, like this land right here is historical for this reason. Being able to walk everywhere, but boundaries. So I had thought about this, but I don't think that I've stopped. I had a conversation with some friends the other day about happiness and what it means to be happy. I don't think I'm there yet. I feel that I have definitely been happy at times. I did not before feel like I was at least free. And so I feel like now I'm practicing freedom. Because I feel like you have to feel freedom before you can even begin to think of what happiness is. when I say freedom to love, freedom to express, and freedom to explore, I like walking through the woods. And I talked to a black man just a few weeks ago, and he was like, nah, man, like, you're going to get shot doing that. You're going to get killed doing that. Somebody's going to see you, da da da, da 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 da. So there's still no freedom yet. How can I be happy when I'm yet to be free? And then I ended with this thing of fame, because I don't desire fame. And I'm beginning to see artists like Beyonce and Nicki and Drake, and even these new ones like Ice Spice and Gambino, Donald Glover, and even like the up and coming artists who are like molding, like the Carrie D's and these artists, the Lyndon James, these people who are stepping into their craft. I'm starting to see more and more people step into their craft these days. Starting to build this audience, this representation. We're starting to see AI come into form, come into, like, AI is literally the new VHS to DVD to MP3 to digital only. We're going to see that in this lifetime. We're going to reconsider or reconvene about what freedom means, what happiness means. And I'm curious to know how that conversation goes. And yeah, that's it. I'm curious to see how that conversation goes. I think a little bit later in here, I said, being human is complicated. Although there is nothing new under the sun, we have to learn, understand, and grow. Being human is complicated. There is nothing new under the sun. When I say there's nothing new under the sun. I think we learned this with regular addition and subtraction. There's so many ways you can add and subtract numbers. And each way is the same iteration of the same learned thing, but it's a different way of understanding that learned thing. And so how do we continue to understand the same thing? The game of telephone is so interesting because it does that. Yeah. Until we meet again. Thanks for listening, and we shall talk soon.
That men can't make men. We cannot decide our identity, 'cause those things don't mean a thing when you're in front of the one and only king. Say you gotta get low to the ground and get on your knees. You gotta let freedom in. You gotta get.
Passionate and very loving. You're always
This is a whole beat tape. Do I want to hear this? This is a whole beat tape. How long is this? This is an hour. This might be good to listen to, though. Let's do it. I want to try you like you try yourself. Ooh. I want to let you know the things I want to do to you. I wonder why I sing first before I think about what I want to say. I woke up day, didn't know what to say. My mind went in muck, got me thinking I'm stuck and I'm scared of it. Yo, yo, I'm scared of the day. See, Monday could come. See, Monday could come. See, Monday could come. Monday could come. Monday could come. I woke up this morning and I saw the sun. And everyone was playing on the playground. Saw a BB gun. There was wind in the winter and the summers were cold. We didn't know where we are, but we know we're alone. Lost in misery. We don't hold our tongues. We look to the sky like we're some freaky aliens. We hop up in a bag. We roll off on the coast. And everywhere we go, we're aliens. Indiary. And anywhere we go, we're aliens.
Okay, still going.
Uh-huh. And anywhere we go, we're aliens. Pigs in the sea and sharks in the sky. Looking at your eye on your forehead is the third sign. Saturn and Pluto, they'll both disappear. If we stay on this earth, we're gonna be what we saw when we were high school. I don't think I really know about it. I don't think I really thought about it very much. How the world can turn on each other, be people, and then the things that took them. We get it, and then we follow, we lead, and then we follow the lead to lead, and then we listen to pastors and pastors to preachers and preachers and pastors to people, to people. That I can live and eat any fruit. He said that even though I ate from the tree, I'm still good. So my, here, check me out. We don't gotta burden ourselves with life. Life.
I'm
Our new EV rental fleet is the absolute break. GOAT.
Nice. Speaking of GOATs,
is that Tom Brady?
Yeah. He comes in to recharge, get software updates. Yeah.
I don't know what today is, so. You got it. 1644. I think it's 16 days ago, y'all. Just thank you, man. Lord, have mercy.
Hi, my name is Jill, and I'm a patient at Brooklyn Dental Specialists. My daughter is a dental hygienist, and she kept noticing my teeth moving. She'd be like, every time she would see me, her teeth are moving, her teeth are moving. And then I really did see it myself, especially like, you know, in the front, my front teeth were, you know, pushing forward.
Your adult teeth can move or shift at any age. Invisalign is one of the most popular methods of realignment and a great option for our adult patients.
Dr. G is my orthodontist here at Brookline Specialists, and she recommended that I wear them for 22 hours, which is what I Everybody that I have met, I have to show them.
I think it's the thing that, like, you want to be an artist. Like, I want to be everything that I possibly can be. And I know that I can tap into this artistry like no other. So it's like, why hide or hinder that from myself? Why not be all that I can be, right? Why not understand what I am a being. Like a living thing on earth. Like, I'm just as precious as your pet cat. You know what I'm saying? I'm human, bitch. And I know that shit. 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 I'm human, bitch. I wake up in the morning. Put my pants on the right, left leg won't go in, stuck on my right side. Gotta pull it down, shimmy a little, let the whole body move. Get in the middle, see, I just wanna be all that I can be. When I wake up in the morning, making coffee, maybe tea. If I make an egg, I gotta have a potato. Cut it, dip it in water, put it all in the oven. Get it out, eat it up, go out for the day. Hold up, you gotta get dressed for important today. You don't know what you gon' see, who you may got gotta meet, who you may just run into today. You don't know, so you gotta live life every day. You don't need to wrap it up, you just need to get away. You don't gotta worry about your everyday. You can take it as you want. If you had a family that you was fighting for, so man who got it today and you wanna give it up, I say think hard about what you giving up. Think hard about the things that you just gotta roll into. Think hard about the job and who you paying money to. Think hard about your budget and gather all your needs. Understand who you are and do the things that make you a great ass motherfucking individual. Cause at the end of the day, like, whatever you visualize for yourself, whatever you have yet to understand, take time. If I was a person, would you love me for who I am? If I was a person, would you love me for who I am? If I am a person, can you love me for who I am? Said I am a person, please love me for who I am. I am a healer, but if I told you that, would you see me as deceitful? Would you bury my name with your friends? Would you tell them that I was weird and that you'd rather not see me? Would you tell them that we had fun that evening? Or would you tell them I am human? Yes, I am. I am human, I'll be a gentleman. I'll feed the fire into the ocean. I will be the best man I am. Sword is in me, I'm broken. I'm falling through space with no movement. Breathing through toes, but there's no oxygen. I'm falling in space and I'm broken, broken. Falling in space, falling in space and I'm broken. Falling through space and I'm...
Now let's have some fun.